Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, we are back. Are we on? Yes, we are on, and this is a thing. This is Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, here to bring you talk and music and talk music. Talk, then intro, and then another show. So, yeah.
With a different title.
So, don't stick around because I gave you all the spoilers. You know, you can stick around for the fun, too.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Wow. So, what do you got going on? Anything?
Let me think. Oh, my kid's back to school.
Yes. Is that good, bad? Is he in shock?
He was excited about it Monday, as every child ever is on their first day back to school.
It'll take a week or so to beat that energy out of him. And he's like, oh, no, I've made a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I'll have to show you a couple of his pictures from the morning of the first day. They're sad and hilarious at the same time. But no, you know, this is his first year coming off of kindergarten. When he was in preschool, he went straight from preschool into kindergarten. So this is the first year experiencing summer. So he didn't really have the, oh crap, I don't want to go back to school problem, because
he didn't realize, like, what he was in for.
Yeah. Well, plus it was like, okay, you were in preschool Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, there's no school, but then Thursday there is. So it was just kind of like a long weekend, you know, where he got a taste of potentially forever, you know, not being at that age, what felt like forever not being in school and then having to go back to school. So
I will, this will be something I'll tease it, and then we'll go into music, and then we'll talk about it. But boy, kids, I don't know how you do it, man. I had a bad experience last weekend. I woke up, thought it was going to be a great experience, and it turned out to be, wow, horrible. And it was all because of kids. But we'll take some music, and then we'll jump right
we'll
in.
Delve into this.
Yes, it's wonderful.
The darkness of Mal's mind.
Like, oh my God, get me out of here.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl, could you,
Sometimes you have it all together. Life seems a joyful piece of cake. Cheer for those moments, for the better. Seems happiness is only for the take. Life is a house of when you realize the trouble starts, life is a house of cards. When you realize the trouble starts, make some money, start to build a life. Bought a car, even found a wife. Look around and I found a place. All together, a steady base. Starts.
Well, it's all in your mind, she says. All the dreams you ever had. See what's going on between us now. Baby, I'm not blind to see what's going on in our life. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Thank you.
and swag on my street. She was walking down the street, looking heavily sweet. She is so fine.
So fine.
Al Capone said something is going wrong. Listen, boys, come over here. I'll send you down to Louisiana.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Ah, that was The Gentleman of Rock and Roll. I played House of Cards, Set Me Free, and She So Fine. That is from Rock and Troll, their CD. So check them out online or where you find good music everywhere, yeah. Which I guess is always online.
Your local MP3 store.
Yeah. So I... We're lucky enough to live in an area that has a pinball and arcade museum. It's called Replay. Now, I've been there twice.
And for those of you who have never been, calling it a museum is kind of...
It's a way it's to a get little a 501c. Yeah.
It's a non-profit arcade.
Wink.
Yeah. I mean, it's an arcade. It's set up as an arcade. You play the games. It's not like you just go in and look at them and they're behind glass cases or anything.
You pay your $13 and you walk in and you play.
You get a wristband and that's that.
Yeah. Now, it's a great place. I've been there twice before, but I've only ever been there on my days off during the week. And when you do that... Life is beautiful.
Dun, dun, dun.
You play the games. You walk up to any game. There's like four other people wandering about aimlessly, but you pretty much do whatever you want, and you play. Now, I, for some reason, was like, I can't wait till I have another day off during the week. Let's just go. You know, we'll have fun.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. Let's go. What's the worst that could happen?
No, I went in the morning. My thought was, okay, I'll go from 11 to 2 or 3. You're still getting your money's worth, but you're out. Well, I walk in. And it's just crazy town, USA. And I, instead of turning around and going, nope, and walking
remember,
out.
Remember, at Chuck E. Cheese, you pay by the token.
Instead of going no and walking out, I was like, let's see how this goes. Every machine you walk up to has four games playing in the middle of ball one. Every game is just, because kids, I know people love kids, and God help you. Kids just walk up to a game and they push, then they stand there and they go, oh, and then they wander off aimlessly, and you're like, well, thanks, kid, for ruining everything. You've ruined everything. Like, and you see people like me walking up and down the rows, turning the pinball machines off and turning them back on so they reset so a human can play it.
This is a slight dramatization by Mal.
So a human can walk up and play it, you know, because the kids are just like, ah! And I was like, wow, how does Promi do this day in and day out where a kid just will slap at something and then just wander off and then the same thing over and over, but there's no like comprehension of like a thing.
Well, here's the thing, okay? So yes, all of these games were originally made for middle-aged men who are looking to obsess over high scores and pro-level playing.
No, arcades were... But I guess arcades started at like 14 when you knew you could get stabbed. You know what I mean? Like arcades in the 80s were a dangerous place. They're
not
scary.
All of them. Maybe in Pennsylvania.
Well, not Chuck E. Cheese arcades. Like
the mall.
Those
arcade,
neighborhood arcades.
Yeah.
A kid will punch you in the back of the head if you do something stupid. Plus, you're also paying by quarters back then. So I kind of pined for the days of when they were more dangerous and little kids weren't just toddling around.
The difference with that is playing a quarter at a time or a token at a time versus playing whatever you want. Because if it was a quarter at a time, the parent would be standing behind the kid and the kid wouldn't be playing, wouldn't be starting a game and then walking off. But what happens with those, and I can guarantee it, is they start it. It looks cool because you know they can see the stuff in them, and then when they play and their balls you know dump out like immediately because they suck at it,
or
they walk.
The kid doesn't even wait till it goes down the plunge. Just,
but I mean, I think what happens is when they realize they're not going to instantly activate any of that cool stuff, they lose interest quickly and then wander on to the next one.
And I saw a couple.
And that's probably why you have six in a row that have because they give each one a shot before they give up. You know,
and they had the typical. one parent that has a herd and just says, go.
It's air conditioned.
Yep, and go ruin everyone else's life. Go have fun, you know. And you're like, oh my, you know. And also, I was there fairly early in this thing's career, so the tables are getting a little tired, and like everything's kind of a little bit more sad, and like there's not enough space, and it's showing a true arcade's life, you know, is neat and shiny, and then slowly just destroying itself, you know. And that's what this is kind of like. I was sad when I left.
And you know, the other thing about that too is it's worse on the pinballs, because if it's just the arcade game and you walk away, the kid walks away, eventually the game resets itself when you lose because you're not playing. And yeah, with pinball that doesn't happen.
A lot of new games have a thing, if you go up and hold the start button, it wipes them and starts with one.
Hmm.
So, but not all of them. And that's, you know, that's one of those things where they code it in when they can.
Yeah.
If they don't code it in, it's a good thing that
power switch isn't too hard to reach on these, on the pinball machines.
But I just was thinking, I was like, oh my God, I would be so tired if I was just chasing something like this around. I just has no concept of stuff. And I guess that's where love
comes in, yeah. You know, because,
it must.
I will say that I tolerate things from my own child that I would never tolerate from anyone else's.
Well,
but
you have to.
But the way I would avoid that is leaving the situation with most other kids, and obviously I can't do that with my child. So I tolerate more than I would with a stranger's kid.
And I didn't have any incident. I understand this kid has no concept of what it's doing, and even one or two of them were challenged. However you say that, the nice way. Not all
they found the games hard.
No, not all faculties are there to begin with, and it's
well. Six. The people from school don't usually come.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I was like, "Holy crap!" I tried to beat them, crap. Folks. It didn't work. Yeah, I was like, "Holy crap!" No, just. But I did get to play the new Iron Maiden, and I got to play a bunch of others. Didn't get a lot of time on every all of them, but I played some couple.
So the moral of that story is: wait till your next day off. Or go
I
late.
Sure will. I know, but then you're dealing with drunk idiots, so you know, which is worse. Well, yeah.
I don't know, Mal, but it sounds like you just hate people.
I do. That's why I want to build my own arcade in my house.
Like what you pine for is there only being an unsustainable number of people in there whenever you go.
That's what I love.
You want the level of people that they couldn't afford to keep the lights on for.
Tuesday morning around 11... Me and one other guy is just kind of wiping stuff down a little bit while I'm playing.
Now the reality hits that if it was like that 24/7, they'd have been closed a year ago.
Yeah, I know it. Oh my God, look at this cat. I know it. I understand that. I didn't expect that level of insanity, but because the thing is, you start rationalizing. You're like, look, it's summer. It's like Saturday. It's, you know, there's other things going on. Probably this won't be as crazy. And you couldn't even walk. I was like, oh my God. It was capacity, you know. You're like, okay,
signs out in the interstate turning people away.
They had some poor college idiot who's getting credit, thinks he's getting credit working at Disney or working at Replay. He's like, you're not getting anything. It's sad. All right, here's some music. I'll stop railing against kids now. But
wow. Before you put on a break, though, I just have to ask, would you like some cheese?
No.
To go with that wine?
Nope. Nope? I'm good.
No? Okay.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, actually. I have quite a bit of experience. I'm an active renter at Blockbuster.
arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Oh, yes, that was the Detroit Cobras off of Life, Love, and Leaving. They played Hey Salone, Right Around the Corner, and Let's Forget About the Past. Let's forget about how I said Salone.
Well, it's in the past.
Yeah, it is in the past. Everything's in the past. Wait, it's in, wait, past. Past. That's past. Way past. That's annoying. And I surprised you with a definite date that my new pinball machine is going to be in the house.
Yes.
I kind of figured one way or the other, you set a date, you go get it, and that's it. And I did. September 1st. That way I have a nice long 3-day weekend to...
Oh, so this... you know, what's funny is when you told me about this, I thought it was like a pre-arranged thing, like there was a schedule, like, and you know, like that would be the day the final payment came through, that the guy was going to have it bought. You know, like, I was thinking there was like some formal thing, sort of like the payoff of a mortgage where, you know, like...
I told him we're coming to get it that day and everything like that.
But this is just the... You've put your stick in the ground and said...
Accounting has approved it. Everything's a go. The Curly, the guy who runs the shop, I wrote Curly and said, "Are you going to be there that Saturday?" He's like, "Well, that's perfect because on the 3rd I'm going to Europe." And I was like, "That is perfect."
Because I'd have been really pissed if it was.
Is anybody home? Isn't there with my face to the glass? Hello.
And when nobody answered, then you would go back to the car, come back with a crowbar, and you'd be driving home with your Will Nelly.
Boy, this is brutal though. You know where this thing is?
Where?
Fruitland Park. If you've never heard of that, that's because it's about one door down from Dallas, which is about 3 doors down from Georgia. I was like, oh, it's an hour and what is it, an hour and 40-minute drive each way?
That's not a lot further than a drive to Disney, though. That's not that bad. That's like Orlando.
No, this feels pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's very, like, odd to get to. Hmm. We went there once for this. They had this, every year he has this party. And Gary Stern's there. He's the guy that owns Stern Pinball. It's like this. It's a really great event. But we can't go there again. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. You're going down like these roads that get smaller and sadder and smaller and sadder. Like you feel like you're driving into like a place where there's just going to be one guy with a knife and just stabs you. And that's it. You're like, where is this? You know, a lot of Florida's like that to me where you just, when you're driving, you're like, wow. This is crazy, you know. But so I'm probably gonna rent a van. I'm not even gonna buy. I have a truck, but I'm like, nah, I'm not doing.
You're not padding it. You're not gonna strap that to the back of a truck and put some padding on top of it
and watch rain pour down on it. You know,
your new pinball machine. Yeah.
No thanks. I'll pony up the $60 and just get it right. You know. So that's exciting. It's also something to look forward to. You know.
I'm picturing this like really dramatic. Like you'll have the pinball machine fully assembled in the back of this U-Haul van, but strapped down. And when you get home, you're gonna like unlock it and go.
Yes.
And the pinball is gonna be there. It's gonna be lit up already. I don't know how because there's no plug, but it's gonna be lit up with just two big straps holding it down. Like, you have the silvery metal inside of that machine with the lights reflecting off of it. Yeah.
That's exactly what's gonna happen. Oh, I did sell my other one.
Then it'll float by magic into the house.
I hope so because those are heavy.
Yeah.
I did sell the other one though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
The one in the garage is gone.
Was that for potential buyer number one or potential buyer number two? Oh, one came through. Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing like going, hey, there's somebody else that wants it. Well, maybe you should just give it to them.
I'm like, wait, what now? I'm not trying to upsell you. Just come down and get this thing.
Yeah. I'm just saying I need to get rid of it. And if you don't want it.
Let me know. But it's funny. Yeah. And I think I told you I was off air, though. And it turns out he's the owner of a satellite shop of the one I bought it from. So Little Shop of Games in Fruitland Park is owned by Curly. Mm-hmm. That's where I bought Whoa Nelly. And this guy that came down and bought that owns a Little Shop of Games in Lutz. And he's like almost like Curly's like his apprentice. He's like teaching him how. And then when Curly retires, he's just going to take over the business.
Oh, so he's Curly's apprentice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, huh. I was like, well, why don't I just give this money to Curly? But different shops. So, yeah. You know, it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, well, have fun with it. You know, he's like, yeah, it looks good. I was like, cool. You know, so it worked out. And then my guitar is sitting up in a shop at a consignment shop's for sale at a guitar shop, you know, the expensive one. That sells when it sells, you know. That's expensive guitars, you know. The right guy's gonna walk in and be like, "Oh, that's the greatest thing ever," but it's gonna sit a long time before that guy walks in, you know. But that's all right, whatever. I'm not worried about it too much, you know. We're all right, and you know, so excited about that. And I'm sure maybe we'll do the show that Sunday or something like that, so you can or that Monday, and you can come down and play some Wonelli
pinball. Oh, really? I was expecting to say you can play some Austin Powers.
You can play the old machine. I'm gonna have the new one. Although, you know, they just released Deadpool now.
For those of you that don't know, Mao has had Austin Powers for more than a decade, and I think I've played it like 3 times. Because every time he fires it up, he just squarely positions himself. Now he's had a Keno machine, and he's had a pachinko machine and a slot machine that he's more than willing to give me as much time as that I want on.
I'm pretty sure if you asked to play, I'd be like, "Go play it," you know. I don't care.
But I know, but it felt wrong, like asking to dance with your girl, you know.
Yeah.
Especially the way you know,
the weirdest.
You exerted physical dominance in the corner of the room where the machine was whenever it was on. So
you did.
You could tell there's a love there.
That love might go away because I'm trying to figure out because they just released the videos. Stern has made Deadpool pinball, and it's crazy and it's as crazy and funny as you'd think it would be. It's actually really well done.
To me, that seems like that might out Austin Powers the Austin Powers.
Yeah, I think it might, and that might be the end of Austin Powers, and it might be the beginning, a new beginning.
You're like, "Well, girl,
been real.
Midlife crisis. Time for me to trade down to a younger model."
Nah, it's not like that. I mean, machines are machines.
Yeah, you're just gonna go. You're gonna go Mormon. This is gonna be your
third machine.
Third machine in the house. Yeah.
Shit. Not this house.
Just remember, the first two have to agree to it.
Yeah. Right. You not know, this so. House. And we all know accounting has to agree to it. But she was pretty excited about the Deadpool. She likes Deadpool. So
yeah. Well, cool. I'm rooting for bigger poor decision making.
Maybe you'll have Austin Powers in your life. All right, here's some music. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Are you ready? She's the queen of a 1968. With the two GTOs sitting under the hood, there's no match, baby, that's understood. This Raiders coach is trying to shut you down. Stepping out, stepping out. Damn, my Raiders coach, my Raiders. My Raider, little girl, take a
if you want to win the race, learn to set the pace. Think big. If you're tired of the heels, got to let that rubber squeal. Think big. You're a flying forward, think big. So that shit you hear must stop about the big. Just ask yourself what Big Daddy would do. And think big. And think big.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was the Ghastly Ones off of the 2009 release Gears and Ghoulfinks. Played Raiders coach. Isn't that John Gruden? No, it wasn't. No. Raiders coach, Think Fink, and Ghoulfink Stomp. I don't even know who is the coach of the Raiders. And you're like, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
It's baseball? No, I know it's football.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I watched the, just think of that. I watched the, Mom's Gone, went back to Alaska. So
is
now
that
I can
a new
watch
show on Netflix?
Or? Mom's Gone, went to Alaska. Yeah, it's a really sad tale. No,
so Mom's Gone, went back to Alaska.
My mom went back season to Alaska. Season 3. So I could watch the, I started watching, the Dallas Cowboys, All or Nothing. It's a TV show that like kind of chronicles a season of a football team. Oh, now they have rugby teams and all that crap. And, yeah, like the first one you watched was the Arizona Cardinals and they were curse, you know, all the kind of that stuff. And then I couldn't watch it when my mom was there because these guys just curse nonstop. Like they literally, and she doesn't like
watching
that
a Quentin Tarantino film.
Basically. So I was like, no. And then when she left, I watched it. I was like, well, it was okay. Those kind of things are kind of, they're a little, I don't know, they're a little iffy. But it's always interesting to watch because these guys go through a lot. You know, their whole, every day of their life, they're being picked apart by the people that are there to, air quotes, support them. And there's a young guy chomping at the bit to be them. You know, like an athlete or something like that is what a horrible existence. You know,
I'm sure they cry in their million in a pond of millions of dollars every night.
A lot of them come out poor.
I know, but
the media is tearing them apart. Everyone's there. You know, like they are constantly just destroyed. You know, you're like, I know what you're saying. I always kind of think of that kind of stuff like musicians or movie stars or something like that. Like
in the case of football, I have sympathy for the brain damage thing because the majority of the players that are dealing with it had no clue this was in the cards for them. You know, like the it's coming out too late for almost everybody who's at a professional level at this point. They couldn't have looked at that at the beginning of their career and said, you know, I'm not going down that path because they didn't know where that path ended at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, so I can't blame them for that, but everything else, you know.
Yeah. And it's funny because now they're doing all this stuff. Like they have new helmets and they're doing all this they're doing stuff to lessen the impact. And
that does is make them hit harder. That's statistically been proven.
They're trying to teach them not to hit the same. And it's just, and then at the same time,
these guys are going to come out wrapped in bubble wrap and it's going to be tag football.
And the same,
then nobody's going to watch it.
And at the same breath, though, everyone's like, you're weakening the game. Hit harder. You know, like all the fans are screaming, hit harder because we have bloodlust or whatever the problem is.
But I mean, historically, that's been the case. You know, when every time they've improved the padding, the players just play more forcefully.
And the reality of it is, if they don't hit them hard, the young guy behind them is going to hit them hard and that's going to be, then they take their spot. And you're like, wow. I don't know. All that kind of stuff. And even like stardom when somebody hits with a TV show or whatever like that. And all of a sudden they're big. They've made it, you know.
Mm.
It's interesting how they're treated, you know. Public eye. Their life changed dramatically. And then a lot of them don't know how to handle it, you know.
Yeah.
But some do.
I think that happens more with music than with stardom, though. Only because it seems like, it doesn't seem like the rise to stardom with acting and stuff is that fast.
It's a slow burn. You gotta work.
Like a lot of these people now that are big are older than everybody thinks they are because they've been doing this a lot longer to be suddenly discovered.
For sure.
On the music end, though, it seems like that's a little more. You know, you got things like your Guns N' Roses and your you know, going back a little ways, or that what's that annoying kid, Justin Bieber today. Oh. Who became successful as a young child and therefore hasn't learned what it's like to be a responsible adult and is always getting into, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like on the music end that hitting fast, kind of coming out of nowhere, is more common than it is on the acting side. But
and it's always interesting because the ones that make it, you're not sure why.
Yeah,
like there's always about 700 of the exact same act. You know, like in that area, like, you know, I'm sure Nirvana, that guy, he wasn't the one and only person doing that. I mean, he struck a chord and hit it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a million other acts that were doing it. But just one person resonates and kind of becomes the flagship. And
these days, it's so much more. I mean, it's been manufactured for a long time. It was manufactured when we were kids, but these days it seems like they've fine-tuned that, like where they could basically look for a person that looks the way they want them to.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of it's all just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You know,
you don't have to actually sound good. You don't have to write anything. You don't have to be able to play an instrument. We can get you some, we'll get you a personal trainer and some dance instructors and get you pro level there, and you're good to go.
Good to go. I'm always amazed at how much of music that I like and listen to is actually just studio musicians.
Yeah.
They don't even do the music. Some bands do, but most of it, they go in the studio, like the recording session's done by studio musicians. They make the flavor. This is what it sounds like. And then they go out and tour and you're like, why is that? How is that possible? Like you just wouldn't think of it, you know? And then some of the times the studio people are better than the people that are touring. And you're like, huh.
And that makes sense because those are the guys making 50 grand a year or less that are actually that care about what they're doing and are not, you know, going out and getting drunk every night. And
yeah, they're just professionals. Yeah. All right, here's some professionals. Listen to their music. They did it themselves, I promise.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Ah, that was the 427s off of Stay Gold. That's their newest one. I played Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, Diablo, and Victory City. Good stuff. Make sure you check all these bands out. I wouldn't say on our Facebook page, but I have 3 weeks strong. Not been on Facebook.
Sweet.
You don't miss it that much. Yeah, no. Nah, I don't miss it as much as I thought I would, but I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know to what end, though. I'm not going to draw a line in the sand. I'm never going to go on Facebook again. But I don't know. I really don't know what to say about it. It's one of those things where you're like, once you stop doing it, you realize you're not incessantly staring at your phone. And then, I don't know.
He says as Promi looks up from his phone, yeah, not looking at Facebook.
Exactly. I know. And we're a weird society, you know. Not society, race, I guess. Because Japan stares at their phone worse than us, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably go on one day or one, maybe once or twice a week. Maybe I'll try.
Well, as a person who very rarely uses Facebook these days, I can tell you it's not like nicotine or anything else. Like, you can wade back in once you've cleared the initial, you've gotten it out of your system.
Yeah.
You can wade back in once once after a few months and then step away again. I accidentally
launched Messenger or bumped it. I bumped Facebook and it launched and it was 99 messages and I was like, okay, Facebook.
I'm pretty sure that's been programmed into it at this point. Like, if you touch anything on your screen within a quarter of an inch of the Facebook app, it's going to launch.
Please,
and that's,
please,
yeah,
look at me. Look how great I am.
I can't tell you. It's funny because I had to go through and turn off all the notifications because the longer you stay away, the more they start harassing you by text message and by email. Like, hey, so-and-so. Said this. A friend of so-and-so said this about them. It's like, okay, so now you're trying to get me back in by telling me things that people I don't even know have posted.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
And, you know, like, and every, it feels weird because every time they do something to their privacy settings, magically I start getting texts and emails again about this crap and I have to go back. And I'm thinking, you know, the screwed up part is that they're getting me either way because I'm either going to keep getting this stuff or I have to log back in.
Gross.
Like, to actually turn it off, which means that they're getting my eyeballs and they're getting me to look at my feed, which potentially could pull me back.
That's enough for this week. We'll talk more about Facebook never. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
I bet you we're going to talk about it again. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.